Welcome back to Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Time now for a look at Monday's top news, and as we've already talked about at length in this program, a Taliban and Al-Qaeda resurgence in Pakistan has American officials concerned about the security of Pakistan's nuclear weapons. The New York Times is reporting Monday on the potential for a weapon of mass destruction to be captured while being transported. Other potential dangers include the possibility Al-Qaeda is in contact with terrorist sympathizers working in nuclear laboratories or storage facilities. While President Obama recently announced he was sure Pakistan's armed forces had the security situation well in hand, others don't seem so sure. One unidentified senior U.S. official quoted by the Times says, quote, "We are largely relying on assurances from Pakistani officials." A Bush administration program invested $100 million in a program designed to help Pakistan build more secure facilities for nuclear weapons and for security training. In spite of the money being spent, U.S. officials have never been allowed to see the books showing where the cash eventually went or the facilities themselves. Meanwhile, it's not just the U.S., but really the international community that is causing worry about Pakistan's nuclear weapons potentially falling into the hands of radicals. Reporter Malcolm Brown has more.
President Barack Obama is being urged to lean on his Pakistani counterpart over nuclear security issues when the two meet here in Washington this week. Adding to the concern is the warning from a respected U.S. think tank, which has concluded that Pakistan is building up its plutonium production capabilities amidst the Taliban insurgency and political violence. In a recent report, the Institute for Science and International Security said that in the current environment, the security of Pakistan's nuclear material is in question. Malcolm Brown, Washington.
Meanwhile, a recent surge in violence in Iraq is not being seen as a reason to slow the pullout of U.S. troops there. The chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff acknowledges the increasing strife, but says U.S. combat forces will still be withdrawn from Iraq by August of 2010. Admiral Mike Mullen told those at a Pentagon briefing that officials are watching the situation in Iraq very carefully. He says there will still be a significant number of troops in Iraq through the national elections expected later this year. The withdrawal plans are part of the U.S. effort to shift troops to Afghanistan. Afghanistan was declared the top U.S. military priority by the Obama administration back in January. Speaking of the Obama administration, the president is now going after offshore tax havens. He says today the tax system is rife with opportunities for corporations to evade U.S. taxes through those havens. And he says the American jobs market is suffering as a result.
It's a tax code that says you should pay lower taxes if you create a job in Bangalore, India, than if you create one in Buffalo, New York.
The president says the current tax code lets some businesses avoid paying their fair share of taxes, as he puts it.
It's a tax code that makes it all too easy for a small number of individuals and companies to abuse overseas tax havens to avoid paying any taxes at all.
And the president says the measures he's outlining, which include more IRS agents to hunt down tax evaders and more penalties for financial institutions which don't disclose information for companies using those havens. The president says there will be more steps to change the tax system down the line.
It's a down payment on the larger tax reform we need to make our tax system simpler and fairer and more efficient for individuals and corporations.
Critics of the president say he's looking at this problem all wrong. They say the U.S. corporate tax rate is the second highest in the industrialized world, just below Japan. And they say the U.S. is the only industrialized country, or any country in the world for that matter, that applies double taxation, not only taxing profits the companies make in this country, but also profits they make in other countries where they pay a corporate tax for that country. We'll be talking about that later in this edition when we speak with Grover Norquist of Americans for Tax Reform. Meanwhile, the White House is in no hurry, but is certainly hoping to do diligence in terms of selecting a nominee to replace retiring Supreme Court Justice David Souter. According to White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs, the president is taking his time to make sure he gets this pick right, but he also wants to have a full Supreme Court when the new session begins in October.
This is something the president believes must be done before the court starts its work again in October, which means we're on a fairly tight timeline to probably get something done before Congress gets out of town in August.
Gibbs says the president also has specific qualities he wants in the new justice.
Somebody with a record of excellence, somebody with a record of integrity, somebody who understands the rule of law.
Also on Capitol Hill, South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham is offering a little bit of advice to the president, saying that Obama should avoid choosing a radical liberal for the court.
There are a lot of Republicans understand that President Obama won the election, ready to support a nominee that's left of center. None of us, I hope, will support an ideologue who is a radical liberal. I hope he will find somebody that a lot of Republicans can support, even though we may not have picked the person.
Still ahead in this edition of Dateline Washington, we'll take a look at the latest news involving the Chrysler bankruptcy and what's ahead for General Motors when we talk with Marty Padgett of thecarconnection.com. We'll look at the amazing political legacy of Jack Kemp, the former vice presidential nominee and longtime congressman. And when we come back on Dateline Washington, why many conservatives say President Obama is all wrong in going after those offshore tax havens. We'll be right back. This is Dateline Washington.